Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Newly sworn-in Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter will make the case to Congress for more department funding in the face of fractures in the Middle East, Ukraine, and Western Europe. Let's gauge public opinion on America's role overseas with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank Carter said this week that the U.S. remains the strongest and most resilient nation on Earth. Do Americans agree with that assessment?
They do. Very much unlike what Americans think about the U.S. position economically, 59%, clear majority of Americans, do say that the U.S. is the number one power militarily in the world. And that's actually up from where it had been in 2013 and 2014. We've been asking the question off and on for a number of years. It was a little higher at a couple of points in history in the low 60s, but basically it's about where it has been at other points in time. A majority of Americans saying, yes, we are number one.
Do Americans at large think it's important for the U.S. to be number one militarily?
That's a very, very key question, because that speaks to the whole issue of sequestration and the fact that the military budget needs to be increased, according to a lot of people that look at it. But 68% of the public say, yes, it is important that the U.S. be number one militarily. And that is up clearly from where it was last year, where that was 62%. Big difference politically there, and that's a real key. 83% of Republicans say it is important to be number one militarily, and that's 57% among Democrats. And of course, Dave, that was the basis for sequestration. They said, well, the Republicans really are interested in defense in the military, therefore they would never go along for cutting the budget. Of course, that didn't work. The budget's been cut, and that's where we are today with everybody looking to see how do we pay for an increased military.
But there is agreement then that if it's important for the U.S. to be number one, then Ashton Carter's argument that more money is needed toward that end also rings true?
That's right, although it's not overwhelming. 34% of Americans, to be precise, to put a number on it, say we're spending too little on the military today. And that doesn't seem like a huge number, 34%, but that's actually up some. And we have more Americans now saying by a couple of points that we are spending too little on the military than say we are spending too much. And that's the first time we've had that going back for about 10 or 12 years. So we are seeing a little movement in the direction of Americans saying we're spending too little. Although, again, it's not overwhelming. When Jimmy Carter was president and then Ronald Reagan was campaigning back in 1980 on the need for a larger military, over half, 51% of Americans, in response to this very same question, said that we were spending too little on the military.
Frank, you cited sequestration, and there's a potential shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security unless an agreement is at hand to fund that department is reached by the end of this month. And this all factors into, I presume, what Americans have continued to feel about dysfunction in government.
That's right. And where is Congress now? They're on recess, you know, and I don't think that that fits very well with the average American facing this shutdown of at least one agency of the government. It's President's Day recess, where members of Congress and senators are back home in their home state and home district, so working, that's how they would say it. But in answer to your question, when we just ask what's the most important problem facing the country, dysfunctional government is number one still. That's in large part because Americans' perceptions of the economy and unemployment as the top problem have dropped. So that's the good news, you know, way, way down from where they've been since the recession in 2008. But dysfunctional government is slightly ahead of any other problem. The other change that we saw this month was a jump in the percent who say terrorism is the biggest problem facing the country. That's up to 8%, not nearly as high as dysfunctional government. That's up considerably. So obviously the things that are going on internationally at this point are beginning to weigh on Americans' thinking when we ask them what's the biggest problem facing the country.
In the face of all the problems with places overseas, I'm wondering if Americans are feeling any better about our nearest neighbor across the water, Cuba.
Indeed. Good news for Cuba fans. 46% favorable image of that country, 48% unfavorable. That doesn't seem like it's overwhelming. Certainly not like our favorable images, let's say, to Canada, which is the number one country in our minds here in America. But we had 10% favorable opinion of Cuba back in 1996. And generally, only about 20%, occasionally 30% of Americans in recent years have looked positively at Cuba. Now, we think, because the president announced that he wanted to restore diplomatic relations, allow Americans to go visit as tourists and so forth, that kind of legitimated the average American feeling positively about the island nation of Cuba. And that's jumped to the highest we've seen it in our history of measuring Cuba, 46% favorable image.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.